Welcome back to another deep dive. It feels like every time we check the tech news, there's another wave of announcements coming at us.
It's true. It really does feel like the pace of innovation is accelerating. Makes you wonder where we'll be in another year.
Well, that's why we're here, right? To try and break it all down. This week, we saw everything from storage solutions battling to hold our ever-growing mountains of data to AI-powered routers that practically think for themselves.
It really runs the gamut. There's something for everyone this week.
So where do we even begin with this avalanche of news? How about we start with the foundation of everything digital? Storage.
Seems like a good place to start. If CES showed us anything this year, it's that data is king.
And keeping that data safe and accessible? Well, that's where companies like Synology come in. They've just announced their Active Protect appliances, the DP320 and DP340.
These appliances are specifically designed to protect endpoint data,
which, as we know, is often the most vulnerable to those nasty ransomware attacks.
The big story here is Synology's emphasis on immutability. You see, it means that the data backups can't be altered or deleted, even by attackers.
So it's kind of like having a digital fortress for all your important files.
Exactly. And to make sure those backups are fast, the DP340 comes with a 10 GBE port.
No more bottlenecks, even when you're protecting terabytes of data.
They clearly recognize that speed and security are equally important these days.
Can't have one without the other, right?
Definitely not.
But Synology isn't the only one making waves in storage. QNAP's also announced two new 12GAM SAS cards.
The QXP820SB3408 and QXP1620SB361STW. Catchy names, right?
Well, the names might be a mouthful, but the goal is simple. Expanding NAS capacity.
To almost unbelievable levels. Just imagine. You could daisy-chain expansion units and have up to 4.6 petabytes of storage.
4.6 petabytes. Just let that sink in for a second. That's enough space for practically everything. A lifetime's worth of photos, videos, documents, you name it.
Makes you wonder what we'll be working with in just a few years.
It really does. But storage isn't just about capacity. Gamers know that speed is king. That's where Team Group comes in. They just announced the ATP T-Force GE Pro PCIe 5.0 SSD.
Oh yeah, and it comes with a graphene heatsink. Gotta keep things cool.
Definitely. This SSD is a game changer for gamers who need both vast storage and lightning-fast performance.
Imagine loading those huge open-world games in a blink of an eye. No lag, no stuttering, just pure gaming bliss.
Sounds like a dream come true. But Team Group isn't just focused on speed. They're also paying attention to sustainability.
That's becoming more and more important for consumers.
Absolutely. People want to know that their tech purchases aren't harming the environment.
Speaking of pushing the limits, yeah. OWC also made a big splash this week with their Thunderblade X12. It's a Thunderbolt 5 RAID, promising a massive 96 terabytes of capacity.
And speeds at up to 6,500 millibakes.
That's enough power to edit 8K raw video directly off the drive. No compromises.
That's going to be a game changer for filmmakers and content creators who are always on the move.
No more being tied to a bulky workstation.
And before we move on from storage, we have to mention the Unraid OS update. They've added a bunch of new features.
A lot of them were based directly on feedback from the Unraid community.
Including a built-in file manager. It might seem like a small thing, but trust me, Unraid users have been asking for this for ages.
And then there's the Tailscale integration for Docker containers.
So that's going to make remote access way more secure.
Yeah, it's all about streamlining workflows and enhancing security.
Absolutely crucial, whether you're running a home server or a full-blown NAS system.
Speaking of security, there was a pretty concerning development this week. News broke about a 512-bit RSA key being cracked.
And for a measly $8.
Now, to be fair, those shorter keys have been considered weak for a while now.
But it's still a wake-up call. It shows just how vulnerable outdated encryption methods can be.
Makes you think twice about your own online security practices.
Absolutely. We all need to make sure we're using strong, up-to-date encryption methods.
Can't be too careful in today's world.
On a more positive note, it's great to see companies like QNAP really investing in their communities. They just launched an official community platform.
It's all about fostering user engagement and knowledge sharing.
Which I think is fantastic. It gives QNAP users a place to connect with each other, share their experiences, troubleshoot problems, and learn from one another.
Yeah, smart move for both the company and its users.
Now, are you ready for a trip into the future? Because CES 2025 was a showcase for some mind-blowing technology.
Especially in the realm of gaming and connectivity, buckle up.
Asus stole the show with the ROG Rapture GTBE 1000 AI. It's the world's first Wi-Fi 7 gaming router with a built-in NPU.
A neural processing unit. We're talking about AI, folks.
This thing's not just routing traffic, it's actively analyzing it, learning your usage patterns, and optimizing everything for the lowest possible latency.
Like having a dedicated AI assistant for your Wi-Fi network.
And it looks the part, too.
Yeah.
8 antennas, Aura RGB lighting. This thing's straight out of a sci-fi movie.
Definitely a statement piece for any serious gamer.
But Asus wasn't the only one making waves. Thunder Robot unveiled a whole suite of gaming gear.
Full-color waveguide AR glasses. A super powerful Machinike Lite 16 Pro gaming laptop. Innovative controllers. They're really going all in on immersive gaming experiences.
And speaking of immersive, that Machinike Lite 16 Pro boasts a 300 Hz refresh rate display.
Say goodbye to motion blur. Hello to incredibly smooth and responsive gameplay.
And they even added a left side RGB atmosphere light on the laptop.
They're paying attention to every detail.
Now let's talk about the brains behind all this amazing tech processors. CES was a battleground, with Intel, AMD, and Qualcomm all showing off their latest and greatest.
Always an exciting battle to watch. Who's going to come out on top?
Well, Micron, known for their value RAM, is making a bold return to the enthusiast market.
They're launching their new DDR5 Pro overclocking memory.
And they're also targeting next-gen laptops with their DDR5 CoDIMM, designed for those powerful HX segment processors.
Which means faster and more responsive mobile computing is on the horizon.
And get this, their Micron LPC AMM2 will bring LPDDR5X8533 speeds to ultra-portables.
Get ready for some seriously snappy ultrabooks.
But Micron's not alone. Qualcomm's also entering the fray with their new Snapdragon X series.
They're going straight for that sweet $600 laptop market.
Directly targeting Intel's territory. And claiming some impressive performance per watt figures, too.
It'll be interesting to see if software developers can keep up, though. That's always been the challenge with ARM on desktops.
Yeah, compatibility is key.
But if they can get the software right, the potential for energy efficiency and longer battery life is huge.
Meanwhile, Intel's not backing down. They've announced their new Core Ultra processors.
They've got the 200V series for business productivity.
And the 200HX and AG series for gamers and creators.
Yeah, it's a bit of a naming maze, but the specs are impressive.
Especially those 99 trillion TOPS in the HX series.
The 33% smaller processor package is a big deal, too.
Yeah, thinner and lighter performance laptops are definitely in our future.
And let's not forget about AMD. They're showcasing their commitment to AI with the Ryzen AI Max and Ryzen 200 series processors.
AMD seems to be firing on all cylinders these days. Performance, power efficiency, and even a focus on sustainability.
The Ryzen AI Max Piero series is packing up to 50 TOPS of AI performance.
And all in an ultra-portable design. That's going to make some waves.
It definitely is. And with all that processor power, we're going to need some serious machines to put it in.
So let's shift gears and talk about some of the smaller but equally impressive devices that caught our eye at CES. Mini PCs and NAS systems.
Sounds good to me. Let's see what's happening in the world of compact computing. Mini PCs, they're becoming more and more popular. Geekum's jumping into the game with the QS1.
The QS1.
It's the world's first mini PC powered by Qualcomm's Snapdragon X processor.
Ah, so we're talking about an ARM-based mini PC. Pretty interesting. Powerful enough for everyday tasks, but super energy efficient.
Exactly. Imagine a desktop PC that sips power and runs silently.
Sounds pretty appealing. Especially for folks who value a minimalist setup.
And want to reduce their environmental impact.
I'm curious, though, how well will the QS1 actually perform? Can it handle things like video editing or gaming?
We'll have to wait and see, but it's definitely a step in an interesting direction.
Now, Synology, they're known for their NAS systems, right?
Absolutely. And they've just announced the B-Station Plus. It's an updated entry-level NAS.
Entry-level. So they're focusing on simplicity.
Yeah, ease of use is the key here.
I noticed they're highlighting the automatic iCloud Photos backup.
That's a big one for Apple users. No more messing around with third-party apps.
Just seamless backup. Makes sense.
Synology knows that not everyone needs a NAS system packed with a ton of features. Sometimes simplicity is best.
But that doesn't mean the B-Station Plus is limited.
Not at all. They're talking about adding SSD support down the line.
Yeah.
And maybe even hardware transcoding.
So it's got room to grow.
Definitely. A good option for folks who are new to NAS and want something easy to use, but also, you know, something that can evolve with their needs.
Now, Ugreen, they're also jumping into the NAS game.
Yeah, with two AI-powered systems, the IDX 6011 and IDX 6011 Pro.
AI-powered. What does that even mean for a NAS?
Well, they're focusing on local AI capabilities. They're saying these things will have powerful natural language processing for searching documents, summarizing them.
Hold on. So I could ask my NAS a question about my files, and it could give me an AI-generated summary.
That's the idea. Pretty cool, right?
That's way beyond just storing files. It's like having a research assistant built into your NAS.
It could totally change how we manage our data.
AI is really changing everything, isn't it?
It really is. And it's just getting started.
Speaking of AI, let's go back to those Intel Core Ultra processors for a second. You mentioned the 200HX series, the ones for gamers and creators.
Yeah, those are the powerhouses. Remember those 99 trillion TOPS we talked about?
Yeah, that definitely caught my attention. But I have to admit, I'm not entirely sure what TOPS even means.
It stands for Tera Operations Per Second. Basically, it's a measure of how many AI calculations a processor can do.
Ah, so the higher the TOPS, the better it is for AI stuff, like machine learning and image recognition.
Exactly. And with more games and creative software using AI, you're going to want a processor that can keep up.
Makes sense. And Intel also shrunk their processor package by 33%. It's got to be a big deal, right?
Huge. It means we're going to see thinner, lighter laptops, but with no compromise on performance.
Oh, ultra-portable gaming laptops and mobile workstations.
Yeah, that's where things are headed.
Pretty exciting stuff.
Definitely.
But Intel's not the only one pushing the envelope. AMD's Ryzen AI Max processors, they're bringing workstation-level performance to ultra-portables.
Yep. The Ryzen AI Max Pro series is a good example. 50 TOPS of AI performance in a super thin design.
Architects, engineers, video editors, they can work on demanding projects from anywhere without being weighed down.
That's the future of work, right?
And then there's the Ryzen 200 series.
Those are bringing Zen 4 and RDNA 3 to the masses.
Solid performance, power efficiency, all at an affordable price.
AMD's really hitting all the right notes these days.
It's a good time to be a PC enthusiast.
Absolutely. So much competition means better products for everyone.
Speaking of competition, remember that HDMI forum teaser?
Yeah, the one about a new HDMI standard.
Their press conference is just a few days away. I can't wait to see what they've got up their sleeve.
Higher bandwidth, new features, who knows? But it's cool to see that even something like HDMI is still evolving.
The tech world never stands still.
That's what keeps it interesting.
And that's what keeps us coming back for more.
Speaking of coming back for more, we'd love to hear from our listeners.
Yeah. With all the advancements we're seeing, what are you most excited about? What innovations are you hoping for?
What tech problems are you hoping will be solved?
Let us know. Maybe we can even do a deep dive on your chosen topic in the future.
We're always looking for new things to explore.
Wow. That was a whirlwind tour of the latest in tech. From data fortresses to AI-powered everything, it feels like the future is arriving at warp speed.
It really does. And it's easy to get caught up in all the shiny new gadgets and forget that, you know, technology is ultimately a tool.
That's true. It's up to us to use it wisely, responsibly.
Exactly. And that brings me to another important theme we saw emerging this week, community and collaboration.
Right, like with that QNAP community platform.
Yes. But it goes beyond just one company. We're seeing more and more companies realize the value of building strong communities around their products.
It makes sense. Companies get valuable feedback from their users, and users get a supportive network of people who can share their knowledge and experiences.
It's a win-win situation.
It reminds us that we're all in this together. The tech world can feel overwhelming sometimes, but when we connect with each other, share what we know, it becomes a lot easier to navigate.
Speaking of navigating the tech world, we can't forget about security. That news about the cracked RSA key, it was a serious reminder that we can't afford to be complacent when it comes to protecting our data.
Absolutely. As technology advances, the threats evolve right along with it.
Exactly. It's an ongoing battle. Strong passwords, two-factor authentication, keeping software updated, being careful about what we click on, all those things are more important than ever.
And staying informed, educating ourselves about the latest threats and best practices.
Knowledge is power, especially when it comes to cybersecurity.
And speaking of knowledge, that brings us back to what our deep dives are all about.
Helping you understand the ever-changing world of technology.
We try to cut through the noise and the hype, break things down in a way that's easy to understand.
Whether it's the latest gadgets or the stories behind them, we want to give you the information you need to make sense of it all.
And as we wrap up this week's deep dive, we want to leave you with one final thought.
What aspects of technology are you most excited about?
What innovations are you hoping to see?
What problems do you hope technology will solve?
Think about it. Share your thoughts with us.
We love hearing from our listeners and exploring new topics.
Thanks for joining us for another deep dive into the world of tech.
Stay curious.
And keep exploring.